Sarah lined us up in the lobby, and one after another, we walked down the center aisle. More than 500 members sat on folding chairs under blazing fluorescent lights, staring at us. One of the freakiest things about this place was the way everyone looked alike. Women in pastel yellows and lavenders, men in dark suits, kids dressed like miniature versions of their parents, right down to purses and ties. Throughout the auditorium, I couldn't call it a church, partly because it had once been a grocery store. Big TVs showed the service to people sitting in the back, and video footage of us in our hideous flowered dresses splashed across them. I'd watched plenty of recordings of me on stage in plays or singing, and I usually liked seeing myself on a big screen, but not like this. I wanted to run away, but some tiny part of me hoped Dad would look into my eyes at the very last minute and see what he was doing to me, to us. If I didn't go to his wedding, he didn't stand a chance of ever getting out from under Mira's thumb or the control of the church, so I kept walking, my hope dying a little more with each step, the cheap white flats pinching my toes. I took my place in the front with the other bridesmaids. You'd think someone besides me would clue in that a group wedding was not only impersonal, but a little disturbing too. I swallowed hard to keep back a sudden sob. All the ceremony and rituals at this church freaked me out, not to mention my new stepmother-to-be and her fanaticism. Mira acted very sweet and innocent, but I'd seen the crazy glint in her eye more than once when she talked about the teacher and how he was going to save us all from hell and damnation. And the whole reason we were here was my fault. I wanted to blame Josh for getting me involved in the first place, but I was the one who let Dad come along with me to a Sunday service. Stupid, stupid me.